Welcome to the ULM Forum on KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. As many shoppers recover right now from Black Friday, many may be wondering, what did I just spend? Here with some tips on budgeting for the gift shopping that is a part of this season is Melissa Melosso, Assistant Professor of Finance here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Melissa Melosso, welcome to the ULM Forum.
Thank you.
People today have been through a lot of Black Friday and maybe have done already a little bit of overspending, but what are some things to be doing recovery-wise from what you may have spent for Black Friday to make sure that you're not continuing that trend into the rest of the holiday spending season?
Well, the first thing you need to do is not panic, and don't panic shop. Remember, if you fail to plan, Winston Churchill says that you're planning to fail. So now you can take a step back and just kind of settle down and then think about what else you have to do. So one of the first things I would recommend that you do is make a list of everybody that you need to still shop for. And once you shop for those people, mark them off your list and set a limit on how much you want to spend on those people and stay within that limit. Another thing that you might want to do is think about what you're going to spend on eating out. Dining out is really popular at this time, and we all want to go to the nice restaurants. Well, think about having something at home and have everybody bring a dish, and that way you don't have to worry about all the expenses of fancy dinner. Food is really an expensive item at holiday time, so think about what you're doing for the holiday. Plan your meals, plan your menus, and see if you can do things like, can I have leftovers from these holidays and make them into some casseroles so that I'm not spending over my budget?
I know later my family, the weekend after Thanksgiving is completely spent on Thanksgiving leftovers.
But if you could carry that over into another week or so, you could have a casserole with some turkey. You can put some of the turkey into a soup. You can make gumbo. Since I'm from South Louisiana, we always think of things that we can do, or jambalaya with the turkey and all the leftovers. They make great leftovers. I tell everybody, don't panic. Don't panic. Be creative. You still have people you have to get gifts for. And, you know, we always panic when we have somebody who gives us a gift and we haven't gotten a gift for them. Do things like make a batch of cookies and freeze them in tins, and then you always have those ready to give to somebody who just comes up and gives you a present, or have some little extra gifts. I buy things all year long and keep them in a drawer, and then if I need an emergency gift, I can do that. Let's talk about being creative about some other gifts. Research to find gifts that are the best bargains is one of the things that you can do.
Cyber Monday is still coming up.
Oh yeah,
great. One of the big shopping days. You've got some time to plan for that this weekend.
And I would think about being creative with some of your gifts. Remember, some of the things that you can give people are not things that you have to buy. Write someone that you care about a letter or a card. Those are some of my most precious moments, are cards that I've gotten from students or cards that I've gotten from friends telling me why during the holiday they appreciate having me. Or offer them some services. If you need to get out and do some shopping, everybody else is just like you. Offer them to babysit or maybe to sit with an elderly parent, and that would be a great way to do it. Make coupons. Coupons are so much fun. You can personalize the coupons and make them for services for later. Or what I do is I make coupons for cookies later on. And I'll say, okay, you're guaranteed to have a dozen cookies. Just turn in the coupon 2 days before you want the cookies. And I'll bring whatever kind of cookies you want. Food is always welcome at this time of the year. People don't have time to shop. Make them a casserole. You're cooking for your own family. Double them up and then give it to somebody else in the neighborhood. One of the things you might want to do is to refrain from buying personal things. The sales are wonderful right now, and we think, oh, I've got to have that. But you know, when you spend that money on yourself, that's money that you don't have to buy the Christmas gifts for the other people. Pay with cash, because you don't really want to get rid of that cash. When you run that little credit card through, then it's real easy to overspend and to buy things that you really don't need to spend money on. But when you pay with cash, that's a great idea. You don't like to let go of that cash when you're actually seeing it leaving your wallet. One of the things you want to do is take advantage of the sales. Sometimes right now there are 2-for-1 sales. Well, maybe you can get one and get the gift item and give it to somebody else. And a lot of things like if you shop real early and shop late, don't be afraid to go online and shop, because Cyber Monday's coming up. And even if you've messed up on Black Friday, then you can still use Cyber Monday to get really good deals, to find out things that you really want, and it'll give you a chance to reorganize your shopping list. Remember, trim that shopping list. You don't have to give a gift to everybody you've ever met. You know, and
that's something, that's a trap that people fall into. Just looking at, okay, there are all these people in my life that I would love to give something to, but sometimes that's not always realistic.
Right. You need to budget for incidentals too. Things like, what's it going to cost you to ship these gifts? What are stamps going to cost? If you buy holiday cards, what's the cost of holiday cards? And a lot of people want to decorate and have wonderful decorations for their houses. Think about it this way. Plan what you're going to do next year and plan to buy it after the holidays for next year. So this year, do what you have and then visualize what you're going to do for next year. And then you can have a fabulous display. And maybe you can add to it each year. But if you buy it afterwards, it's usually half the price of what it is at right now. Because they know we're all looking to make our houses look good at this time.
It sounds like a lot of these tips boil down to really thinking through it rather than just doing it.
Right. And let me give you one common sense item. You may want to decide how much you need to spend. Well, the rule of thumb is that you should spend no more than 1.5% of your budget on holiday gifts and entertaining. And let me break it down to you for numbers. Suppose you have a family that makes $40,000 in disposable income. Well, 1.5% of their income would be $600 is the maximum they should spend for holiday gifts and entertaining. And everybody thinks, oh, I want to buy that little iPod or that extra toy. Well, maybe you don't need to buy that toy. Or maybe you need to buy one toy for each person or pick names. One of the best things we ever did in my family of six was to choose names. And then we got one really nice gift. And you knew that that person really wanted that item.
Finally, you've got an app that's actually maybe a helpful tool for doing some of this.
Right. I found an app for you to track your expenses online on your iPhone, on your Droid, on any of the mobile devices that y'all carry with you. It's called Toshal.com, T-O-S-H-L. And it's wonderful because it'll let you track your apps as you're in the mall, as you're thinking about buying that little extra something for somebody that you really don't need to spend the money on.
With some tips on holiday budgeting and planning for that gift-giving season, Dr. Melissa Malasant is an assistant professor of finance here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Melissa, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.